USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up the article on Wednesday. An attempt to pass a resolution Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office was blocked by House Republicans. Senator Joe Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forward from there.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Two Capitol Police officers are under suspension for actions during last week's riot at the Capitol. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan chairs the House subcommittee investigating the riot. He explains what brought on those two suspensions.
I know that there were two people suspended. One was the selfie officer, and another was an officer who had to put a MAGA hat on and started directing some people around. I don't know, letting them in, letting them out, exactly what it was, but it was the interim chief determined that to be qualifying for immediate suspension.
Another 10 to 15 officers are currently under investigation. Capitol Police confirming Monday night that those investigations are underway in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies. In the wake of last week's riot, the National Guard will have a larger presence in securing the inauguration. About 10,000 Guard troops are expected to be in the Capitol this weekend, with as many as 15,000 in place by the inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump will head to the southern border Tuesday as construction on a border wall reaches a new milestone. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
And President Trump has declared a state of emergency in the District of Columbia through the inauguration over rising fears of further violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent a letter to the White House Sunday asking for the emergency declaration. The declaration allows for federal assistance in helping to secure the Capitol during the inauguration of President-elect Biden. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.